We noted at the beginning of the hour how this community of Champaign-Urbana with the University of Illinois right here has been a pioneer of disability rights since the 1940s when the university offered a fully accessible program for people with physical disabilities who wanted to get a college education. First of its kind in the nation and not without controversy. And more than 50 years later, the university is a center of disability education, competitive athletics, and is a world-class center leading the way on inclusion for people with disabilities. In that tradition, some high school students here in Champaign are exploring the rights for other kinds of disabilities besides physical in a new journalism project titled A Place in the Community.
People with intellectual and developmental disabilities in central Illinois have had to face a variety of challenges, from mistreatment and neglect in institutions to fighting for job and income equality.
That's the voice of Lara Orlandich, one of three student producers on this project. These students have been going into the community to find stories of how the legacy of stigma and shame have kept some painful secrets. Secrets these students are uncovering, like Vicki Tolf recalling a school trip from her childhood.
As a class, we did go to visit Lincoln Developmental Center. I remember when we found out that we were going to be going to this facility that my best friend, who I had known since first grade, told me that she had a brother with Down syndrome who lived at Lincoln. I never knew that before. I had known this girl my whole life, and I never knew she had a brother with a disability.
With the help of this radio station, WILL, where I am right now, students are working with Janet Morford, who heads the Social Studies Department at University Laboratory High and is the faculty sponsor in this partnership with University High and WILL. Janet, welcome.
Thank you.
So this is an ambitious project that really plays on a history of this community. How did you come to this whole idea?
Well, first of all, we've had this wonderful partnership with WILL for 20 years now. They understood that stories are powerful things and that if you can pair up younger people with people who have stories to tell, that there's a lot of learning and synergy that takes place there. So over the years, the projects have developed. When I came on board in 2006, there was already the established tradition of having a one-hour documentary produced out of student-generated oral history interviews. Dave Dickey, my partner at the station, was the one that originally suggested the topic of working on inclusion in college sports. And so we looked at the parallel histories of people of color, women, and people with physical disabilities, which, as you've said, have a rich history at this university.
And you decided to focus on intellectual and mental disabilities, developmental disabilities, and the history that really is also centered here at the University of Illinois. Let's listen to a selection from the documentary that's still in process right now. Here are the voices of Uni High School student Gloria Ha, who's narrating here, and this is a story being told by Catherine Hammond.
Between 1907 and 1963, over 60,000 disabled individuals were sterilized in over 30 states. Due to stigma, parents usually chose to institutionalize their children with intellectual disabilities, and it was common for other siblings not to know that they had brothers or sisters living in institutions.
One of my brothers and I both did a fair amount of therapy, and that was one of the things that we talked about, the fact that we felt that we had this very safe, happy childhood, but all this time we didn't know that we had a sister and that she was growing up in a place that was not very safe or happy.
So how excited are the students about getting into this issue, and what are their discoveries? And use that audio there as an example.
The students are both daunted, but then once they get into it, they are very, very excited to make a personal connection with someone whose stories bring open all of the issues for them. Catherine Hammond had an incredible story of growing up and discovering only at the age of 12 that she had a sister, an older sister, who had been institutionalized since a very young age. And it was very telling of the kind of stigma and secrecy that surrounded the presence of people with intellectual disabilities in a family. Students identified with the 12-year-old Catherine Hammond and with her desire to understand how this could have happened. And that's what led them into understanding the deep history of institutionalization, the decisions of parents who bucked that institutionalization and began to educate their children at home and to push for services in public schools and gradually move towards the place where we are today, where people with intellectual disabilities do have a right to have a decent life in the community, not separate from others.
And, you know, this idea of stigma and a family secret is something I've experienced personally. I had an uncle who I discovered was institutionalized. My mother's brother when I was a teenager. And this story is really about a collision of good intentions, but misguided science and misguided ethics on some level. How do the kids deal with that?
Well, they question it, but they also ultimately, I think, they identify with people who want to belong, and all of us want to belong. And so they're able to identify with the interests of the person with intellectual disability who ultimately just wants to be part of the community. That's very much an issue for adolescents. They want to be a part of a community also. It really does push them to realize what it means to be human and the basic dignities that, that all humans are entitled to.
So, Janet, how's radio working out with a group of high school students who I suspect are just as facile with their smartphones as they are with a microphone?
They are, but we all discovered together that radio has a kind of pared-down simplicity that when you want to learn how to tell stories is actually wonderful. It requires that you think carefully about the questions that you ask, and it really teaches them to listen. National Public Radio has made a slogan of listening is an act of love.
Sure.
And we absolutely believe that. And there's some really powerful things that happen when students are taught and given the opportunity to just listen to other people's stories.
Who's learned the most in this project that you can name?
It's hard to parcel out the learning. I think there's learning on the part of everyone. The students certainly learn immensely, but the members of the community also learn. For many of them, this is the first time that they've told this story. Catherine Hammond had never before been interviewed about her family's story. When they tell the story and when it's heard and when it's validated by the questions and by the responses of students who are interviewing them, and then ultimately when it is put into a larger documentary, that's also validating. Members of our listening community also learn that these stories are also part of our history as a community.
The stigma attached to mental and developmental disabilities here in the community of Champaign, Urbana, it's something being explored by high school students at the University Laboratory High School with the head of the Social Studies Department, Janet Morford, who's been talking about a documentary project in collaboration with WILL right here in Champaign. Good luck, Janet. Thanks so much.
Thank you.